on par for me, I feel. You know, like, what else do you expect?
Well, I feel like that's on par for the show.
Especially for me. So I'll, yeah. We're keeping on par.
Yes.
On par. On.
Golf.
What?
Golf. Par.
Already?
Bradley.
You know, yeah, we're just about to introduce a new sponsor. You hit him with a dad joke. That's where we go.
They deserve a lot better.
That's what we're doing.
Okay.
They really do.
I mean, do they, though? Do they?
Shout out to Northrim.
Wow, Northrim's been with us for a long time.
Yeah, they're not a new sponsor.
No, they're a great sponsor.
They're the best sponsor that we do have.
Or, I mean,
gotta keep the ones you got.
Well, apparently we're getting new ones.
You're about getting rid of the ones we got rid of because of who you're acting right now, okay?
And shout out to Northrim Adventure Sports.
Most importantly, shout
out to you, the listener, for spending some of your evening with the nonsense it is we do around here. We're sorry.
I mean, you know what you're getting into at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, there could be new people listening on, in which case,
welcome.
And enjoy the show.
Enjoy the ride, baby. Speaking of rides, shout out to our new sponsor. We appreciate you taking the journey with us.
Wait, what new sponsor are you talking about?
This episode of Talking About Practice is made possible by Simpin' Ain't Easy, the new cologne for men to let everyone know the moment you walk in a bar that you'll do anything for that lady. And she has to do nothing back except use that credit card. Simpin' Ain't Easy. Smell like you have a chance, just not a very good chance. Why pimp when you can simp? Simpin' Ain't Easy, the new cologne for men. Do not apply to general region.
Can I get an amen?
We talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
And thanks for tuning in to Talk About Practice. That's going to do it for us. We're having a blast here today, if you can't tell. This is Talk About Practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. I'm your host, Drew. I got my main man, partner in crime, co-creator of the show with me, Derek Isamaki.
What's good, party people?
Jeez.
That was a good one, dude. That was a solid one.
What am I
one.
Supposed to do with this?
Just keep it moving. All you know? Right. Yeah.
Our resident.
You also
want to
bask in it, you know? Like, you know, waft in the moment.
Rudy Vasquez.
Let's go, baby. And a quick birthday shout out to my boy, Brian.
Brian, no one cares.
There you go, Brian. That's from your boy, Derek, right there, dude. Calling from good old Texas.
Is he in Texas right now?
No.
Oh,
okay. No, he's from Texas.
Yeah.
I knew that.
Yeah. Texas Brian.
Yeah.
But we love Brian.
He's, I'm not going to say your age, but
I feel like he doesn't care about his birthday anymore, right? Like, he probably, at this point in time, you got to stop caring.
No,
right?
Dude, he bought himself balloons and flowers for himself.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what?
Cupcakes.
I take it
cupcakes
back.
Cupcakes and everything, yeah. He bought his own cake on his birthday.
Do I want to see that cake then?
Yeah. So,
I want some cake, Brian.
Shout out to Brian. Also, shout out to our producer extraordinaire, the one, the only, Stepman Brad. Yay! All right.
Wow, hey. Just a yeah? Okay.
Just a yeah today. Yeah.
No, all AKA. Right.
No, it's been a long
my
day.
My dad's disappointment.
Well, I mean, I'm always my dad's disappointment. Even after a Father's Day. I mean, my Father's Day card was a disappointment. So,
I'm just going to let you know, Rudy kind of saved you right now. Rudy had told me that you were looking forward to me always going after you after Father's Day.
Oh, I did.
And he kind of ruined it because now I don't want to do it to you anymore because, like, it hurts.
Now it's
kind of ruined, you know? Like, I'm in your mind
it's
right
not
now.
Not going to be organic.
You know, it's not, you know?
I guess that was my bad.
I know. I'm going to happen throughout the show. I'm gonna, you know, obviously, I will get one in, you know? But,
that's what she said.
Because honestly, I had the perfect meme I wanted to send you, and I didn't. because I honestly had Rudy on my mind. Like, man, I really hurt him right now. I don't want to do this to the guy. He's in a great mood. He just got engaged. But
I'm not
I should. I know I shouldn't have. I know why I'm being sensitive towards you right now. I should never
weird.
Be sensitive. I should never.
This is confusing.
I know.
It's kind of weird for me right now.
Yeah, Rudy, don't ever try to bring me into his mind ever again about that. Okay? Let me live my life. Okay,
right.
You ruined it, Rudy.
Fair enough.
Rudy got in your head about being in my head.
Yes, exactly. I was never in there. There was so many heads involved that there was. Yeah, it was. It's too much. So shout out to all the dads out there.
Sorry for making you lose sleep over this, bro.
Yeah, it was
tough. I didn't mean to do that.
No.
It's like a dream within a dream within a dream.
Inception, bro.
I mean, I lost the same amount of sleep Jiro's dad was lost for not being in his life.
There's the low-hanging fruit. All right.
If I ever do meet your dad, and he has listened to the show...
He might punch you right in the face.
Where's Derek? Right. You're there. Derek.
Yeah. Oh. Fortunately, he's not very supportive. He doesn't listen to the show. Yeah. That's the joke.
We're good.
And we brought it full circle. Yeah. Let's go, baby. All right. We have so much sports to talk about. So much happened this past weekend. Whew.
Just
make me a sandwich and light me a cigarette after this weekend. You know, I watch baseball. I watch golf. I watch football, the international football, the soccer.
Yeah, I got that. By the way,
you're doing great. You're doing football. Great,
football.
Yeah, football.
Yeah, you got
football.
That.
You got that.
Obviously, watch some hoops.
I mean, we had two
and
game
I watched
sevens.
Some hockey.
We had two game sevens.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll start with hoops. Oh, also go follow us, TBP Not A Game. TBP Not A Game on IG. Follow us. We'll follow you back.
What up?
Let's start with hoops. This weird postseason gets even weirder. We don't have any of the heavy hitters that we're accustomed to. All four of the conference finalists last year have been knocked out. So I'll start with you. I'll start with you, Statman Brad, because you're the one person paying attention
okay.
and not passing notes in class.
Are we gonna?
What is the biggest surprise of the postseason so far to you?
I mean, I feel like it's just the Lakers and the Warriors just not in it. The only reason why I'm saying the Warriors, because they actually had a great run at the end. You would imagine they'd be able to carry that into the postseason. And the Lakers got knocked out in the first round. That's the biggest surprise to me, that the Lakers got knocked out.
I'm kind of glad not to see the Lakers in there, because I'm tired of LeBron.
Oh!
Are
you going to he came
take?
Around.
Wow. There you go. Welcome
finally.
To the world.
Yeah,
welcome to my world right now.
I'm over it.
No, I will say... Yeah. Oh, so go ahead.
And then on top of that, you know, 2 days after we get blown out by the Suns,
mm-hmm.
he announces, I'm going to change my jersey number to number 6
mm-hmm.
just to try to get more attention towards him. It's like, bro, hit the damn gym, bro. Let's go. Go hit some free throws. Go back to the gym.
I will say probably the most shocking thing from this postseason is just how bad Kevin Durant's hair is. My God.
That bald spot
that
is
that dude looks like
bigger.
A chia pet that wasn't spread properly across the entire thing. So it's like just patchily growing up there.
Yeah.
It's like chut, not chia pets, you know?
It's been real bad for a long time now, but it's just,
it's highlighted more so, I feel, in the series right now.
Yeah,
it hasn't been good.
I don't understand these dudes with like... KD looks like a perfect candidate for the low fade, the Kobe low fade.
Right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand. Just go to the low fade, bro. You don't even have to come all the way home and shave it all off. Like, go to the low fade. You could do a lot for yourself, but he's insistent on keeping the BDBs up there and just letting it be a little nap. He doesn't brush his hair. I don't really understand that.
I mean, granted, I can't really say much. The guy is a basketball star, and he brought his side piece with a date to Lana Rhodes. So, you know,
yeah,
I got
that's
no chance.
Gangster.
You know,
that's
pretty good
props
right there.
Props to him on that one.
Yeah.
So,
well, speaking of KD, I would say that's my biggest surprise. I thought a couple weeks ago that we're all being idiots for even talking about anyone else winning the finals this year. And truth be told, if he had either one of those dudes, whether it was Harden or Kyrie, they're probably walking into the finals no problem and winning. But they're home.
KD's just got a big foot. That's the problem. Should have had a smaller foot, my dude.
Yeah, that's
smaller
funny.
Foot. You would be A-okay.
That so, extra inch hurt him this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so ooh. KD typically wears size 17 shoes, wears 18 on the court. And obviously, yeah, that turnaround jumper that would have been one of the most iconic shots
right?
of recent memory, except his size 18 was on the line.
It's just such a weird Final Four we got. It's just kind of it's nice to see new people in there, but at the same point in time, it makes me like more Who would I care about? I don't even care. It was fun seeing Philly lose. I will say that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I wish nothing but bad things for Philadelphia.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like God hates Philadelphia. Like, that's the world's Sodom and Gomorrah.
Well, they did finally get a Super Bowl.
Yeah, they gave them one.
You got to get them one before you get wiped off the planet. But, you know, Philly, that's what you get. You know, that's your little penitence right there is you get one little taste, but never again. And the fact that what Ben Simmons is, now everyone's getting on Ben Simmons. I'm actually all for Ben Simmons. The guy's realizing we don't want to shoot anymore. Shooting's overrated. It's lame. You don't want to see shooting happening. It's tired. We see that all the time. Steph Curry, he's shooting left and right. You know, so I'm going to pass. You know, I'm going to be revolutionary. I'm passing. I'm going to take that Gene Hackman Hoosiers approach. We're passing five times before we score. So, and that's what he's doing. He's just following the rules.
Well, they're just not finishing with the score.
He's passing, though.
So you're saying Ben Simmons is zigging when everyone else is zagging.
Exactly. Revolutionary.
Yeah, everyone
else is doing the complete opposite.
No. Yeah.
He's like, no, we need to pass more, not shoot. Okay? So Ben Simmons, pass.
Watching that game yesterday, it seemed pretty obvious. Embiid had said as much after the game, saying that moment when Ben Simmons had the open dunk and decided to
wide open.
Be revolutionary and pass.
Be revolution, thank you.
Yeah. Wide open.
It was a turning point of the game.
Overrated. Right open dunks, overrated, okay? We
no
want
one
contested
wants to see
layups,
yeah.
All right?
It's the WNBA now, bro?
Contested layups, man, okay? It's a new thing.
All
right. Ben Simmons sees it, okay? Kendall Jenner told him, whenever the Kardashians say, / Jenners, it's fact. Just ask Kanye.
I'm just trying to keep up with you.
You know what?
It's always like a very complicating math equation that you're trying to follow here.
Well, Kendall did break his heart, you know? He's probably still feeling.
What does any of this have to do with Katie's shoe size?
Well,
about Philly. Yeah.
If you're a professional, a girl's breaking your heart and it's ruining your game, I mean, how is that? I don't know. I feel like you should be more mentally tough than that. In just my opinion.
See, that's a problem. He just got... He can't shoot a shot anymore, you know?
Way to take my joke. That's a good one. I like it.
Well, along these lines, does anyone feel bad for Ben Simmons?
No, not at all.
Nope.
No one.
Not at all.
Not even a little bit of compassion. Not 1 ounce of compassion in this room.
When the dude doesn't shoot the ball in the fourth quarter in the past four games, and you're the number one overall pick, and you're in the NBA...
I mean,
what the hell are you doing there?
So, I know the guy is definitely for sure working on a shot in practice like you have to.
Yeah,
like,
he's shooting threes during warm-ups. But
the fact of the matter is, when you get into the game, it's a completely different situation.
Yeah.
And you just saw in that moment a man completely go inside himself and become completely fearful of it and couldn't hang on to it. And that's something I don't feel like you don't ever see that often. You don't really see guys get that cowardice, that scared of a moment.
It's rare that it is this blatant.
It was that in your face of a man who just didn't want to be out there.
At all. Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
At all.
Yeah. So there's a little maybe slight pity towards him. Maybe not pity. Compassion.
Okay.
Well, but not as much as I can give.
Yeah.
And the same amount of compassion your dad has for you.
There you go.
It's like, how much is he making each year?
Yeah, right.
That's my point right
20,
there.
25 mil at least.
I don't feel no sympathy for him. If he's making that much, going out playing that trash, no sympathy.
Yeah. What do you think he's like? He's just watching social media today, just getting crushed, and like he's curling up next to 100 milli, so he's good.
No, but that bank account looks nice. I don't care. If I could play that bad during a playoff round and get paid that much, I'd do it.
He plays with Kendall Jenner at one point in time, too.
And he plays average during the regular season. It's nothing superstar status. It's a good number two guy. Maybe a number three guy, if anything.
I do extend some level of empathy when you see someone struggle in that blatant of a fashion for the world, just bared naked in front of the world to see, and your team's going home early at home.
Because of you.
And they lost.
It wasn't just because of him.
At home, right?
Yeah, they did. In Philly yesterday. Yeah.
Both game seven home hosts lost.
Yep.
So damn,
that's crazy.
Yeah, it was a rough one. You were alluding to what we have left, the teams we have left, which of course, Clippers versus Phoenix in the Western Conference Finals, and then we have Bucks Atlanta in the Eastern Conference Finals. And though it's nice to have new blood, you're saying you just don't really.
It's. It definitely is intriguing, the fact that we're going to have some new people in there. The Phoenix Suns are the most recent team to reach the finals since 1993, those Barkley years. and everyone else has just been like the 60s, 50s, and the Clippers never. So yeah. That's cool. But I don't really care about the Clippers because they're like the Lakers' little brother that just are a nuisance. Yep. You're like, I don't really, I don't want to see them do well. And they don't have Kawhi. So it makes them even less interesting. Yep. I have to root on playoff P. No, right. I don't need that.
Right.
Not fun anymore. So the stars left are interesting, yes. Chris Paul is more intriguing. I think if he's able to come back, hopefully he can for this Sun squad because, granted, Devin Booker looks like he can take them on there by himself.
Book's going crazy.
He's legit balling right now.
And the Suns, I think, should be the favorites to win it right now.
Yeah.
Especially if they get Chris Paul back.
Yeah, exactly.
With Chris Paul back, and he should be back.
Who are the odds on favorites now? Is it the Bucks?
I'll tell you right now. Yeah, it's the Bucks, Clippers. Bucks, Suns, Clippers, and then the Hawks are at plus 1,100.
Okay.
I know that for a fact. Yeah.
Gotcha. But this goes to my theory. Everyone wants a Cinderella story until games have real stakes attached to them. No one wants to see the Hawks win the finals, for the most part.
That is true.
You know what I mean? Like everyone,
you just want to see Goliath get defeated. You want to see David win.
And they've already been all knocked out.
Yeah,
right?
It's a problem. Yeah,
like the perennial winners, the Lakers, the Warriors, as of recent, right, are all knocked out. So it's all new blood, and you don't really have that vitriol towards any of these teams.
That is the problem. There's no one to hate. Everyone else is so likable now.
Yeah. Like, if you don't have someone to root for in a game, you want to have someone to root against. Yes. Do you know what I mean?
And everyone there is nice. Like, as much as you can, nothing you can say bad about Atlanta. The fact they've taken down New York, that was crazy. The fact they took down a Sixers squad that was odds on favor on there. That was solid.
Number
top
one seed in the East.
Yeah.
And then you have the Nets that were the super squad that got taken down already by a Bucks team that led by Giannis, which is probably the most likable figure in sports. Yeah. One of them, not that he liked, but like he's a very likable guy. Nothing you can say bad about the guy.
Who is the most likable guy in sports or gal? Oof. Whose Q rating is always through the roof?
I mean, I'm going to say my girl Simone Biles, no matter what. She tests positive no matter where you go. Shouts to the TBP fam. You finally voted her in there. She's in the hall.
That's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah, that is a good question. Thank you, Jero. We'll come back to that.
Yeah.
I've been hogging the ball a little bit on this, so let me just do it for one more second, then I'm gonna throw you an alley-oop to talk a little football here, Derek. I have a theory. And you guys are all going to roll your eyes at me.
Here we go.
But if Klay Thompson was healthy, the Warriors stand just as good a chance. And I think the Warriors would be favorites if they're still in the playoffs right now.
I mean, I agreed.
The exact same team, just plus Klay Thompson. The way they were playing at the end of the season, you add Klay Thompson. You're not going through KD. You're not going through LeBron. I mean, you might have to go through
Giannis.
That's
if they make it. If they're at this stage right now.
Yeah, if they're at this stage, but I would take them over any team right now. Would you not?
You'd take them over the Clippers with the healthy Kawhi?
Well, I mean, is he going to be healthy? I'm talking about today. If somehow the Warriors were able to just jump into the tournament today, healthy Klay, I think they could beat any one of these teams.
Yeah.
I think they would be Vegas odds-on favorites to win.
I'll let you have that.
Yeah.
Okay, I've gone after you enough today. I'll let you have that one little thing, okay?
I mean, you could argue it.
No. But, like, I don't, it sounds valid enough.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
It's plausible.
I mean, I just think
this is a
season we could see the Atlanta Hawks in the finals. Exactly. You know what I mean?
Problem. Now, here's the question. Do they win the first game or do they win the second game in the play-in? That's my question.
What does that have to do with
Because the Clippers are out or the Suns are out? Which one?
I think they're knocking either one of those teams out the way they're playing at the end of the season. Right?
I mean, yes, I think it would be a little bit. I mean, it depends on the it's going to be a tougher competition in my opinion with the Suns.
It would be the Jazz, right?
It would be the Clippers.
Or they would have played Phoenix.
They would have played if they had won the first game. They would have played Phoenix and then gone through. If they had lost the first one, won the second one, they would have played Utah, then the Clippers, and then they would be playing the Suns.
Hypothetical talk. Yeah,
no, that's
so
not
much
true.
Fun
because Memphis played Utah in round one.
Yeah,
and they would have been Memphis.
Yeah, and they would have beat Utah, and then they would have had to beat the Clippers.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, let's move on.
Yeah, saying,
we really got bogged down with that. Yeah. Thanks for that question.
Way to hang on to that 1 second right there.
All right.
I blame it on Brad, actually, for bringing up that stupid scenario.
Right? Yeah, we really... That
you
was
dug
totally
deeper
into
our hole right now that we should have been out of there already. Yeah.
All right, we're getting out of that hole right now.
And now, it's time we take a deep dive into the world of soccer. with the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as...
39 was last year, and he could barely, like, throw a ball out of a barnside.
It's time for Derek Izumaki's Foot in Mouth.
Oh, wow, this has been a series. This has been a tournament. This is the type of tournament that makes me realize how much I love international play. For those of you who want a Cinderella story, who want not a Cinderella story, a feel-good story, one that any movie would strive for to have this storyline, and you would just think it'd be too cheesy. No, we're living it in real life right now. That if you're in Denmark, you are going cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs right now. The Danes, my goodness. What a tournament it has been for the first three games for the Danish squad. Going from the lowest of lows, one of the scariest moments one can ever experience on a football pitch. They're one of their leaders going down, entering cardiac arrest, legitimately dying on the field, only to be resuscitated again. To living on, doing well now, out of the hospital. For them to be in those lowest depths, to qualifying into the next round on a stupendous day of football today. Denmark entered the day needing to beat the Russian squad they were facing by at least two goals. And they needed some help from their Belgian friends to finish off the finish and make sure they got all 3 points from that game. Now, it was suggested that the Finns had been having a tremendous tournament. They were their Cinderella story, a team that was coming from nowhere, had no experience in the Euros whatsoever, to experiencing a chance to qualify to the next round. The knockout stages would have been miraculous. But Belgium, they're a powerhouse. So Belgium does their part.
Yep.
They 2-0. They take down Finn. They do what they have to do. But the game of the day, my goodness. Denmark versus Russia had all the suspense you could ever desire. The Danes come out with a thunderous strike. Oh, my goodness. Mikael Damsgaard from outside the box. A curler that hit the top Finn's corner. Oh, my goodness. The sounds, the images that you're witnessing out there were stupendous. It was, spectacular. So they got one. They need two. The game goes on, second half. Oh, they are gifted. Yusuf Poulsen gets a one on the plate as a Russian mistake, a mishap. He's done for sure. Yeah. Putin's probably putting him in the gulags. He's
bad
dead.
For that guy. Yeah.
A terrible back pass to the goalkeeper that's
horrible
intercepted.
Pass.
It has a wide open goal to give them the 2-0 advantage that they desperately need. But wait, no! Drama unfolds. A penalty is given by the Denmark team to Russia. And Drew Ubze, the leading scorer for Russia, knocks into the back of the 2-1. Game on, boys. Scary times for the Danes. They need that 2-goal advantage.
But then my boy comes through.
Oh, my goodness! The goal of the century.
Chelsea, boy. Chelsea product.
The goal of the tournament comes in. Christensen. Andreas Christensen, Champions League winner. Puts a thunderous strike into the back of the net to give them the 3-1 advantage. And later on to get one more, just icing on the cake. 4-1 victory for the Danes in Copenhagen. It's going crazy.
I have goosebumps right
now. It was.
I see him.
It was truly spectacular, this game. It kind of sucks, though, because we had a commentating team that I despise, utterly despise.
Dude,
I had to
horrible.
Listen to Taylor Tomlinson.
Yeah.
Rabble on. Oh, my goodness. It's so annoying hearing him talk.
Why is he still on TV, man?
John Champion, he is a solid voice of the game. That's nice. But, oh, God, it's tough to hear Taylor Twelman talk. But that was such a beautiful game.
Isn't it just Taylor Twelman?
Is it Twelman? Whatever. See, I don't even bother to know his name right now properly. Taylor Twelmanson. Twelman as well. Is Twelman, yeah. Speaking of which, I want to have to give a little moment. I have a huge man crush on a commentating team for this Euro Cup. Derek Ray and Ifeanyi Ikoku. Uh-huh. If you have had a chance to listen to these two guys, Ethan has the most glorious voice I've ever heard. He is a fantastic analyst. And Derek Ray, obviously, he's doing the Derek's proud. So shouts to Derek Ray, a Scottish commentator. I'm telling you, if you can, Ifeanyi Ikoku, if you can listen to his voice, oh my goodness,
that's
it's glorious.
Where's he from?
He is a British commentator from Nigerian descent.
Okay, nice.
Yeah. So, foot and mouth. My goodness, this Euro Cup has been spectacular. Like I said, we're hitting the knockout stages. We already have a decent number of the spots filled up. We are going to be entering that knockout stages where it's just you got one chance to win it all.
It's going to come to the last day.
Single elimination. We have the group of death featuring Germany, France, Portugal, and Hungary has yet to be decided. France has already locked their spot in there. Don't know if they're going to win it yet. But Germany, Portugal, and Hungary still all have a chance. All have a chance to qualify. It is truly, this has been the Euro Cups you wanted, 2020 and 2021. It's been fantastic.
Do you by chance have the matchups?
We do, yes. So we have coming up right now, Italy versus Austria is locked in for a matchup for the next round. Belgium waiting on their opponent. We also have Wales and the Netherlands waiting on their opponents, too. So the only matchup yet determined is Italy versus Austria. so Italy won their group single-handedly. Not conceding a single goal.
Yep.
Scoring 9 points.
Wow.
They are
dominating.
They are doing great. Italy, they had great odds on, too. You put some money on them before, and I think they were plus 1,200 before the tournament started.
Yeah.
That was the way to do it.
I have a question, because I thought this was funny. I was watching Italy's game Sunday morning, so yesterday, and one of the commentators said that Italy has not given up a goal since 2019.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But didn't we take an entire year off of...
Nah, I mean, partial year.
No doubt. Like, they didn't have international play. So, yes.
Yeah, but it's been 27 games, I think. They had all their qualifying Euro tournaments before, friendlies as well,
okay.
too.
Yeah. Okay, so, gotcha. Yeah. So that is really impressive. But the way he said it, I was like, wait a second. You're trying to talk slick. We could literally be talking about 4 games right now.
No, but it was like 25.
Okay, that's good to
know. It was in the 20s. I know that for sure.
But either way, Italy, they are a running team right now. They look good. They're playing well. But again, this Denmark team, the way they've just been inspired, I would not want to play them in the next round whatsoever. That's going to be a scary team to face. And then possible England looks like they have a chance to do it as they go up against Croatia. I'm sorry, over against the Czech Republic.
Yeah.
Then Croatia versus Scotland.
Well, that's going to be a good one.
They have a chance right there.
Yeah.
I mean, again, there's still chances for a lot of these teams right now because they do take the four of the third place teams to get to advance into the knockout stages. So getting 4 points, 3 to 4 points is vital.
Yep.
So if you're already tied and get a 3 points, you might be in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that group of death is going to be one to end on. France versus Portugal, that's going to be probably the best game coming up in your future.
Ooh.
That's going to be coming up, I want to say, on Wednesday. Yes, Wednesday, 12 o'clock, Portugal versus France. That's going to be a good one.
That might be the game of the year or game of the match.
I mean, this is one of the most looking forward
to. For now, yeah.
For right now. I mean, we've had some good ones. Obviously, that group of death is just loaded. Yep. Germany, Portugal, France, and Hungary.
Let's go Portugal, man. Because this is Cristiano's last
he has been fantastic. Got to give love to Cristiano. The man has become the leading goal scorer for the Euros.
Yep.
He is going to surpass... the Iranian star, I cannot remember his name, for most international goals ever in this tournament, if he not has already. The dude is Ronaldo's just showing his class.
Yeah.
No matter how much you can try to hate on the guy, he's just a special.
He still goes out there, gives 100%.
Sheer alabaster stone. That's foot and mouth, y'all.
Cristiano.
I can't tell. I'm stoked. This has just been a fantastic tourney. And it's... Oof. Every single game, it just has the potential to become the next best thing. We've had so many chances for goals of the tournament.
Yeah, there's goals left and right.
Left and right.
Beautiful goals.
Yeah.
Usually I would turn it over to you to do the news here in a second, but, you know, you're hot right now.
Give me a second. I got to
get you on the bench for
a
minute.
Off a little bit,
so,
yeah.
You know, but I appreciate the enthusiasm. Talking About Practice is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Jeep Trail Print Shop, a small local Chico screen printer that loves great design. Small businesses, musicians, educators, and creative customers. Jeep Trail Print Shop specializes in water-based screen printing to bring your vision to life. More information at 530-415-6244 and at jeeptrailprint.com. Once again, we are talking about practice. Jiro, Rudy, Derek.
Statman Brad in the building right now. Right here on FM 90.1 KZFR, Chico, California, people-powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Before we get to the news, which I know we're all anxious to get to, and we got our foreign correspondent on the way, we got a ton of stuff to talk to, so we're going to have, or to talk about, so we're going to have to blast through some of this. But most importantly, I figured we could do this as a group, and I thought this was a really important topic to get to because I missed it earlier. Because Kevin Herter went off yesterday for the Atlanta Hawks.
Dude,
and what we love around here is rooting for the underdog, rooting for the minority. If it's a black guy in hockey, we love you. And if you're a white boy that can hoop, we love you. Fast white guys, we love you around here.
Redhead.
Yep.
And so since he's a ginger, we would together try and come up with the definitive list of the top five gingers in sports of all time.
I got a good one.
Okay.
All right, go ahead. Go for it. Let's just, I just want to kind of do this as a brainstorm for 2 minutes.
Alexi Lawless.
Oh,
he balled. What are you talking about? He balled. He was not a good soccer player.
That's a clown answer.
How's that a clown answer?
Wow, I mean, dude, just the fact that you would leave with him and not, like, say, Mark McGuire, you know?
Just stay right there. What do you guys got? I got one.
Bill Walton.
All right.
Okay, solid pick, yeah.
Now, a lot of hype, not the best game, Brian Scalabrine.
You really love Brian Scalabrine.
I love the guy. Yes.
You're going to take that over Alexi Lawless?
Yeah, I would. I would. I would take him over Alexi Lawless.
Wow.
Thank you, Derek. Yeah. Thank you.
Whatever, yeah. Oh, the fact that you put Alexi Lawless is like, I don't know why.
What has he done?
Except annoy the crap out of me on Fox. That's what he's done. Okay?
I'm talking about his playing days.
Okay, well, you know what?
He was a great player.
Would you call him the Joe Buck of soccer?
I don't think anyone can compare to Joe Buck.
Yeah.
Can we consider
Blake Griffin a redhead? Is he a ginger?
No.
He's got special powers of being a half black guy,
yeah,
too.
So he has that side going
for him. Out the gingerness.
What about the flying tomato?
Okay, yes, Sean White. Yes.
Yep.
Sean White.
Oh, Sean White. Wow.
Yeah. Solid pick right there. Okay.
Damn.
That's a good one. Really think of,
maybe the only other guy that I can really think of off the top of my head is a Red Rifle.
I mean, Andy Dalton.
But I mean, like, he's not,
you know, he's the best looking redhead they got.
But he's not a solid athlete, but you know, he's got the looks.
Yeah.
Still in the
league. I don't see the looks.
You don't think he's a good looking redhead?
No,
I don't either.
He is not ugly. He's not ugly.
I'm with you on this one, Drew.
He looks dumb.
He looks like an idiot.
Yeah.
Well, most redheads do.
That's true, too.
You
gotta say.
I mean, look at him.
Come on.
He looks like a goof. Oh, man. All right, okay. So we couldn't even get to five.
All right, I mean, you got to do Doc Holliday, Roy Halladay.
He's a redhead?
He was a ginger. I'm pretty sure he's considered a ginge.
Was he?
I'm pretty sure.
Rest in peace.
I think he was more of a strawberry blonde, and I think there's a real distinction between gingers and strawberry blondes. Okay, we have a resident ginger in the building.
Come on,
ginger. Is there a difference?
Is Roy Halladay a ginger? You should know. You're part of the Ginger Coalition. Let us know.
I would have to look him up. I don't know.
You should. I feel like that's something you should know off the top of your head. Like, yeah, he's a ginger. Like,
well, I don't. I've not. Right I don't now. Look at his. What is his name again? You said
what?
Oh, well, okay, I'm looking something up. I wasn't listening to
the
you.
The man threw no hitter.
Doc Holliday. Roy Halladay. The fact that he. Wow, goodness, Brad. Oh, you are killing me.
I wasn't listening.
And you're still not. Do you want to participate
in the conversation
about
not a
your
ginger.
People?
I wouldn't call him a ginger.
Roy Halladay.
It's more like dirty blonde.
Hey, so here's, boys and girls, if you're a ginger and you're a kid right now, don't play sports. You're not going anywhere.
That's what it sounds like, right?
I mean, that's what it sounds like, but, you know, shoot for the stars.
Maybe you'll land on the moon.
No, you're not going to do that. You might just leave.
All right. Well, we gave you four, and if you throw in Alexi Lawless, we gave you five.
He's not on that list.
Whatever.
I sacrifice him.
the sacrificial goat.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Wow.
Canelo Alvarez. Thank you, Aaron. There we go.
Canelo. And the ultimate Mexican.
So this makes no sense. So you could be Mexican and be a ginger?
I have three cousins that are gingers.
Very different.
How is it different?
The black cancels out the ginger. The Mexican only enhances the ginger.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Absolutely no sense.
It doesn't.
That's why
it doesn't.
But it feels
makes
better.
No sense. Hey, we have a ginger in the building. You're not weighing in on any of this.
Are you looking up at a list of best gingers right now? At least people are doing that.
So they're saying that Roy Halladay is actual ginger. It makes no sense to me because I'm looking at his picture and he's got like dirty brown, like
you don't look
hair.
That much of a ginger either, but you're a ginger.
Have you seen my beard during the summer?
Yes,
it is.
I know that.
Bright orange.
Have you seen Roy Halladay's beard? Well, no one has for a long time, but you know, that's.
All right. Well, end that on a death joke.
Bro. RIP.
Jeez. All right. Too soon, I think.
No. We're years out.
Still.
Kind of tough.
I mean,
all right. Well, Derek will tell you guys, get you caught up on current events as he catches you up on the news.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for the news. Now, for those of you out there that have significant others that you're having maybe a tough time with, you're trying to figure out a way to maybe spice up the relationship, keep it afloat, hang on to something that might be lost. Well, maybe you can take notes from this Ukrainian couple, Alexander Kudle and Victoria Putsevitova. Totally got that one right.
Sounds right.
In their attempt to keep their relationship alive. Back on Valentine's Day this year, they decided that it would be a good idea to put their relationship to the ultimate test to make sure that they were truly could trust each other. So what do? They handcuffed themselves together for 123 days.
Damn.
That's too much.
Now, after that 123-day experiment, they broke up. Obviously. I mean, yeah, who wouldn't? After 123 days handcuffed to anybody, I don't want to see you for the rest of my life, I feel. I'd be okay with never having laid my eyes on you ever again. That's too much.
I feel like they'd be real spicy in the beginning, but after that.
The weird part is, they talk about how they would, you know, take turns showering. Like, one would shower, I'm like, why don't you just shower together?
Yeah.
You know, that seems. So clearly,
this relationship. Apparently not spicy.
Yeah, I was going to say, apparently not a very good relationship.
Hence why it didn't work out.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that you think that would be the good idea to handcuff yourself together.
I have a lot of logistical questions, like how do you put on a shirt?
That is a good question.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it doesn't say if they were, like, you know, entirely latched together. I mean, they probably could have gotten it taken off if they have keys, you know?
Okay.
So I don't have those answers for you.
Yeah, I have follow-ups. We need to get them on the show.
We need to let them know.
Get them on the show.
How'd it go? Not good, apparently. Not good. Well, don't handcuff yourself to someone else. That's what I'm going to say. It's news to you. All right, moving on. Sorry, y'all. That was not a lackluster. This one's good, though. I promise. Okay?
Can't get worse.
Now, apparently, there is a petition out there for Jeff Bezos to acquire the Mona Lisa. And they want him to eat it. So they have nicknamed this petition called Gobble the Lisa.
Why is that so weird?
Now, this petition has gained some traction as, you know, several thousand signatures have come across it. As they want to have Jeff Bezos purchase the Mona Lisa. Now, you got to wonder, how much is the Mona Lisa?
Yeah,
I was wondering, like, how much would it be?
It's an asking price.
That is, you know, even if it's for sale. Apparently, France, going through some tough times, like what other country isn't?
They're considering it.
And they might put some of the stuff up for auction. Now, it is estimated that in a three-month period, the Mona Lisa brings in a roughly $42 million to the Louvre itself.
Damn.
With roughly...
That's insane.
They would be losing, in that $45 million, $13 million in admission fees, $7.9 million in the gift shop restaurant alone. Because 9 out of 10 guests that enter the Louvre are there just to see nothing but the Mona Lisa. So, that being said, that's a lot of money for just a three-month period of time, how much it would cost.
So, it assesses right now at over $100 million to buy.
To buy.
If it were to sell. They're not going to because, I mean, you said over a four-month period or three-month period.
It's a 40.
I mean,
it's almost there.
The most expensive piece ever auctioned off was a Da Vinci Salvador Mundi piece that was sold for an astonishing $450 million mm-hmm. at auction. So that's that $100 million seems way too low. The Mona Lisa would obviously be more than that. Now, there was a price auctioneer in France who was saying that this thing would, should be worth upwards of around $50 billion.
Jesus.
$50 billion. Christ.
I mean, it's really whatever price you assess
exactly.
it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's art. Also, hot take alert, Mona Lisa, overrated.
100%.
Oh, yeah, right there, for sure.
Do you
yeah,
understand what
yes.
the whole point of it is? Like, why everyone wants to see like this painting of this woman?
And you know it's mad small, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. That's tiny.
Come on, man. That was lazy. Get a bigger piece of canvas, my dude. Come on.
Right.
Stop being so lazy out there.
Exactly.
Like,
I actually heard a stat. If you walked the Louvre and you spent 30 seconds in front of each exhibit or each little art, it would take you well over 5 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive, actually.
There's a lot of art there, like each individual thing.
Hmm.
Yeah.
5 years?
Oh. A friend went and there was a little little book that he got. He didn't get to see any of like the big stuff because it was all packed.
Yeah, there's
but
thousands of people waiting in line.
You okay?
Joe's dad would rather do the feed his life.
That one takes the cake, dude. That one takes the cake.
I don't know if I'm crying because it's funny or it just hurts so much.
I'm glad he got
it. All right, and that's the news.
Oh, God.
Oh, gosh. Oh. All right. Hey, Aaron, you want to save us here?
Please do.
You guys just need to start a comedy show.
Oh, gosh.
Hello,
yes.
Aaron.
What's up, girl?
Oh, man. All right.
Let's talk some actual sports.
I'm really juiced to talk to you today because there's a lot of things I want to talk about, and namely what I text you about on Saturday night, a little hockey update.
Yeah.
Because that save was amazing. Can you tell the people what happened?
Incredible.
Oh, that was
absolutely incredible. So this is the wild part, right? So the Islanders are down in the series 2-1. They score 3 goals unanswered in the second period. They're up 3-0 going in to the third period. Tampa Bay then scores 2 unanswered goals. It's 3-2, and it's coming down to the last 10 seconds. So let's see. Ryan McDonagh of Tampa Bay has the puck. He's coming down the ice, and he is about to score. The goalie comes out of the net, out of the Islanders' net, to meet up with Ryan McDonagh of Tampa Bay. McDonagh does this crazy spin to avoid the goalie, and the net is wide open. So Ryan Pollock of the Islanders throws his body across the net, saves the game, knocks the puck out. They don't score, and he like hits the puck away with, 1.8 seconds to go, and he saves the game from going to overtime.
It was one of the craziest plays I've seen live. And so I'm watching that game and game 7 at the same time, but I'm seeing that's coming down to the end. So I'm paying more attention to the hockey game, and I immediately was like, I got to text Aaron and see if she saw it. It was insane. And the fact that there was so much stakes attached to that, just incredible, incredible moment.
I mean, the Islanders weren't even really supposed to be here right now.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, they were kind of
definitely
like
not.
Yeah.
Right.
Definitely not.
All right, so what do we have going on in the other series here?
Yeah, so right now the Islanders are playing the Lightning, and the Lightning are up 3-0. So the team that I said is probably going to win it all is still in, which is great. And we also have the Golden Knights and the Canadiens in the other series, and that game is tied 2-2, and they play tomorrow game five. It's pretty impressive that the Canadians are in it because their record was 24-21-11, but that's what happened because, you know, they had to do like the weird bubbles this year and the Canadians couldn't come into the USA. And so it's very strange. And if Vegas doesn't win this series, it's going to be bad on them for sure.
Yeah, they came in heavy favorites, like you alluded to. Okay, so again, we have a lot of sports to catch up on. The U.S. Open.
Whoa.
It was also wild. I mean, yeah, I get that golf doesn't get quite as exciting as, you know, maybe hockey. But at one point, there were 12 players within three strokes of each other. I mean, it was like it was anybody's game.
And it was a who's who of the leaderboard, too. It was everybody you could think of. Dustin Johnson was in there. Rory McIlroy was in there. DeChambeau was in there. Yeah, it really
Brooks,
was.
Bubba, John Rahm. I mean, yeah, it was packed. And it's crazy because everyone fell apart on the back nine. I mean, just Rory had a couple terrible holes. Brooks had a few terrible holes. Bryson completely collapsed. It was so fun to see. I cannot tell you how much I really just joyed in seeing him quadruple bogey for an 8 on the 17th. I feel like a bad person, but it was just really fun to see.
Basket, man, welcome to my world.
Yeah, I mean, you know, who cares about that guy? You know, but then, even more excitingly, John Rahm hits two incredible birdie putts, one for 25 feet, one for 18 feet, to win it. It was a really exciting U.S. Open.
It really was. And for John Rahm to get his just desserts, as your brother would say.
After getting the coronavirus.
Yeah. Oh, what,
2 weeks ago, yeah.
2 weeks ago, after being on top of the leaderboard. All right, before we get you out of here, you wanted to give us a little bit of track and field on your way out. I know that's very near and dear to your brother's heart, so I wanted to give you a moment on that.
I mean, I guess we'll just... Allison Felix has officially qualified for her fifth Olympics.
That's
and
crazy.
She had her baby, I think, is 2.5. Yeah, 5 Olympics. Also, she's from our hometown. We know many people that went to school with her, so...
Awesome.
LAB. Those were the days.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah.
But 5 Olympics.
That's
5 Olympics.
Sabrina sprinter, too.
Yeah, I don't even know. Yeah. Has no sprinters ever done that, right?
I can't think of anyone that has.
Olympics.
5 Olympic for sprinting.
Yeah, that's
and she's had a kid, too.
So yeah, not multiple she just
kids.
Had a baby.
Just had a baby. Just had, I think hasn't she had 2 kids?
No, right, she just has one. But,
okay.
But
still,
impressive.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Shouts. All right, Aaron, as always, we appreciate you rescuing us from this muck. And we look forward to chatting with you next week.
Sounds good. Talk to you later, guys.
Later, Aaron.
Later.
Shouts to Aaron, as always, our foreign correspondent. Always classes up the joint, because Lord knows we've been careening all over the road. And that's kind of how we like the show some days, you know?
I mean, we can't give you much more than this, you know?
Yeah, we're trying.
Yeah, this is us.
Sometimes.
Take care or leave it.
Fair enough. All right, well, your girl... came back on.
Yeah, she did.
Somehow
I won a
spot in the Hall of Fame, and then I shortly thereafter got rejected because we had a runoff.
Yeah. Snowballs finally took her rightful spot into the final pairing and then took her rightful spot into the Hall of Fame.
So it was a showdown between Catching Flights and Simone Biles,
and Simone Biles
won.
Yes.
So, sir, you get to go last. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the TBP Hall of Fame.
Place reserved for unquestionable greatness. A title worthy for only the very elite. A prize many will vie for, but only one will win. Each week, this is the TBP Hall of Fame. We'll be right back.
That's right, the TBP Hall of Fame, y'all. We're going to start with my man, Statman Brad, this week, who is upset.
Hey, you know, it was a good battle. I'm happy to actually be a part of that first ever runoff.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, if I'm going to lose to somebody, I'm going to lose to Simone Biles.
All-American legend.
I mean, I have no regrets.
Shame in it.
No shame at all.
Not at all.
I mean, the fact that it was a tie, you know what?
I was a little hurt that we had to go to a runoff
for
Simone Biles.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
Like,
the fact that we got in a runoff, and, I mean, hey, can't do anything about that. Downtown Chico, almost got it.
Yeah.
All right, so what you got this week?
This week, it's a nice little summer drink. Good old sweet tea. One of my favorite things to drink during the summer.
Okay.
Nice southern sweet tea. It's beautiful.
I hate sweet tea.
You do?
It hates you.
I like sweet tea.
Yeah, I hate it.
Good. I mean, like, there can be overly sweet tea, no doubt, and that's a little too much.
I prefer
sweet tea, certain times, delicious.
Yeah.
Just
not for me.
Good sweet tea.
Not for me. But good for you.
Like with my chicken sandwich.
Yeah, we'll see.
Sweet tea. Delicious.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, Rude Dog, you're up next.
I'm going to go with In-N-Out Burgers.
All right. Okay.
All right.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Yes.
That's a good one.
Everything to do with it. Not just the burgers or the fries or animal style, everything.
I will say, I feel that this In-N-Out up here is not as good as the ones I've had in down south.
I got to say, I would agree. The Southern California In-N-Outs are something different.
Something different.
It hits different.
Interesting.
Well, I'll tell you what hits different, and that's my nomination, which is Chick-fil-A, baby!
Oh, my God.
The sauce.
Wow. Well, Rudy,
you're gonna do that?
We appreciate it, but I feel like you kind of lost.
You're out on that.
Hey, we'll see. We'll see.
The chicken gods.
The people will speak.
Chicken versus burgers tonight. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm gonna do what Brad usually does and throw it to our pander to our Chico crowd right now. And I'm gonna say the Thursday night market.
Oh,
a classic summer tradition here in town when it's not too hot.
Yeah,
it was canceled last week. I'll have you guys remember that when you're voting.
This week it's going to be on. It's going to be a nice little summer Thursday night.
You never know when it's happening, guys.
That
I'm like Chick-fil-A, you know it's closed on a Sunday. You know not to go there on Sunday.
Chico, because we
now that's a good one. Everyone likes
Thursday market. Great place. Nice place to walk around, get some fresh berries, maybe some flowers for the lady or gentleman. They like flowers. Actually, don't give me flowers. I don't like flowers. I'll take some berries, though.
I'll take some.
Some berries, yeah.
You wouldn't want flowers?
I'm going to get you flowers now, dude.
I want every day, just rose petal every day, you know?
Just one rose petal.
One rose petal.
I like it. All right. Well, that was an upset.
The Hall of Fame.
Speaking of upsets, Rudy's picks.
Body has been chanting for the last 2 or 3 minutes. It's the name Rudy.
All right, Rudy.
All right, guys.
A resident degenerate.
We got the Yankees. Finally, I think they finally found their stride against the A's. So the Yankees over the KC, minus 277. We're going to pair that up with your San Francisco Giants at plus 140 against the Angels tomorrow. Link those up. It's 2-1 odds. Let's make that money, boys. Let's go.
The Yankees have turned 3 triple plays this season.
I know, which is unreal.
That is nuts.
Yes. It doesn't even make sense.
How are you doing that?
And they're still losing games somehow.
I love it.
Yeah. I mean, I think
succeed
everyone
on the field, but lose. I love it.
It really doesn't make any sense if you think about it. Yeah.
So, I feel like this whole entire year just doesn't make any sense.
I mean, the Giants are actually good this year.
Yeah.
Feels great.
The Giants have the best winning percentage in majors right now.
They do. Yeah. They have the most wins in the game.
I don't understand. What
going into the season, I was just hoping to be over 500.
Yeah.
And now we're defer to you, sir. You are our baseball expert, more or less.
Yeah.
So what's happening? What's been the change?
Somehow their pitching's actually hitting. I really, there is no explanation because looking at it, we didn't have a lot of big names. I mean, looking at what they did in the minors, they were still in a developmental process. Developmental process is over. Like, they're proving that they belong here.
They're here.
Like, it was, you had another maybe 2 years before we expected them to produce what they're producing. They're producing well earlier than before, I mean, what we thought. I don't even know.
Yeah, and a crazy stat. Last Thursday, the Giants broke their franchise records for home runs hit in a season.
We're not even at the All-Star.
Yeah, and I think it was at 101.
That's so crazy.
Yes.
Well, y'all have been in a season?
That's impossible. You had one guy hitting 70 of them.
I'm going to stop you right there.
And you had Jeff Petty
with that. We had a guy hitting 73 home runs.
Hold on. Before the All-Star break.
No, you keep talking. I'll look it up. Let's look it up.
Because
what he told me, I was like, that's insane.
101, that's nothing. You had one guy hitting 75 of them.
That's one guy.
Okay. And you had Jeff Can. You hit another 30. That's 100 right there.
The number might be off.
It is off.
Okay, but we did break the record. I know that.
Okay, you broke a record.
A record.
A random record that y'all need to feel better about yourself.
That's what first place teams do. We break records before the season's
even
over.
Take your cake right now, all right, man?
One thing I will say is...
I'm going to tell you right now, you're so off. It's 235 back in 2001 because of those two men that you just said right there.
I was
contributing to well over half.
The most, and I know more about it than you do.
Stop.
I was off.
101.
I was off. I just admitted to it.
Yeah, all right.
I get that.
All right. No, all right. We're on this a beaten down Rudy phase right now.
Okay, let's see.
Okay, here we go. I've held the story in because he told me not to say it, but I have to on this show right now. Now, Rudy, he's the resident degenerate here, yes, but he is the king server. He has been a server in the game and in town for quite some time.
Yep.
He's been serving at some of the best establishments Chico has to offer.
Absolutely.
And is truly a classy server. Start of this week, we're having, obviously, some special boards that we have for every one of our tables over at the wonderful Fifth Street Steakhouse. And we always have our soup listed on there. Now, we usually have clam chowder. It's usually been our soup that we always have, and it's always listed on there. But this time it was a little bit different. And Rudy wasn't there for the meeting to tell what soup we have, so he comes up to me and he says, "Yo, what's our soup right now?" I was like, "Oh, I think it's like corn chowder." He's like, "No, what's the soup that we have on here right now?" And on the menu, it says, "Soup du jour." And Rudy did not know what soup du jour was. So I had to tell him, server extraordinaire over here. I was like, no, soup du jour? You mean soup of the day?
Is it French?
Sorry, I had to bring that one up right now.
It's okay, because it's so funny. I'm such an idiot.
That is pretty funny.
Yeah, wow.
You should have seen his face when I was...
I thought he was joking with me.
Yeah,
he was trying to joke with me. Like, wait, you don't know what I mean?
That's what made it even better. Having it be live like you, like this, the way you're looking at me, I'm like, dude, what's wrong, bro? Am I that stupid?
Yeah.
And I was like, no,
yeah,
sounds like you're being pretty unibetrusive.
Sorry. Had to give it up. Didn't tell anybody else at the steakhouse. Okay.
Well, now they know.
The world knows. I knew it was going to come out one day.
Yeah, it had to. I can't leave you down. That's too good.
It is.
Since we're bringing up amazing things that happen, the Dodgers are underdogs for the first time in a game since 2019 tonight.
Damn. What? Wait, for the first time?
For the first time.
Against who?
And that's including the Dodgers.
That's the first time since 2019 that they are underdogs going into a game.
In San Diego.
They're underdogs.
Wow, that's a bit ballsy.
And with your Dodgers, we're going to talk about the Giants. We can't forget to mention, I would like to, but the Giants can't really pull away from the Dodgers because the Dodgers are 8-2 in their last 10.
Yeah.
So
everyone's rolling
now. Yeah, they played the D-backs like we played the
D-backs.
That's
true.
That's four games right there.
Here's a fun little stat for you guys. We mentioned those three triple plays that the Yankees have turned this season.
Yeah.
So they turned all three of the triple plays since happening before May 21st. So since May 21st, the Yankees have turned three triple plays. In that same time span, the Diamondbacks have won two games.
Oh, my God. D-backs are horrible.
Horrible right now. They are on for a probably one of the worst stretches ever.
Yeah. They're becoming the new Houston Astros of like 8 years ago.
Yeah.
That whole stretch when they got all these number one picks.
They might be close to breaking like the worst record in baseball ever. I think that's actually pretty far off. I'm pretty sure some Pittsburgh Pirate team won like 40 games one season or something like that.
Damn.
Are you talking about like the most losses in a season?
Yeah, the fewest wins or most losses.
I'm pretty sure it's by the Diamondbacks back in the early 2000s. They had like 110, 120 losses that year. I remember it because I reported on it in sixth grade for our school.
You did a report on the Diamondbacks?
No, so we had a TV, like a show, and I did like a news report for the whole entire school.
Okay.
I was their sports reporter. I mean, full circle now, but
Yeah, look at you now. If they could only see Lil Bradley then.
That I'm not getting paid, you know?
All right. Well, that's going to do it for us. Now that you bring up payment, I'll get you back.
It's in the mail.
I'm waiting for that contract.
Yeah. Yeah, check's in
it's
the mail.
In the mail. It's been real, y'all. We'll catch you next week.
Game over, man.
Game over.
Next up, let's show.
Here it is!
Here it is!
From deep inside your audio device of choice.
Hey guys, the two words I would, if I had the power, the two words I would abolish from the spoken English language as heard on radio or television.